A couple dozen Haines area residents gathered in a citizen-organized town hall meeting Monday to talk about the small boat harbor expansion. Earlier this spring, a petition with 92 signatures that asked for a boat harbor forum didn't motivate the Haines Borough Assembly to organize one. So resident Joe Parnell put Monday's town hall together. Much of the conversation centered around aesthetics versus functionality. Here's Joe Parnell.
This is going to be a visual nightmare out here for everybody, and it's going to cost a lot of money. That's going to come from Haynesboro.
An expanded parking lot is the first part of the design that sparked fears about degrading the waterfront's scenic value. Now, a planned steel wave barrier is causing concern. Here's Gershon Cohen.
There are many, many communities around the country that, frankly, rue the day that they ruined the aesthetics of their waterfront.
Cohen said all the pictures he's seen of the harbor design are bird's eye view, and he would like to see a drawing that shows what the expansion would look like from street level. Don Turner is on the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. He said the breakwater won't be pretty.
It's not going to be becoming. It is going to be a big steel wall out there. That's all there is to it. There's no other way around it. Unless somebody goes out there and paints dolphins and stuff on it.
But Turner challenged some of the people at the meeting, saying this process has been happening for a long time. He said there have been many opportunities for public input.
It wasn't until after the fact, basically, the people come out of the woodwork and said, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" You know, and that irritates me, because there's been lots of time for people, if they've been paying attention at all, to look at this.
One person asked borough manager Dave Sosa whether the harbor project could be slowed down to allow the public more time to give feedback. A couple fishermen spoke out against that suggestion. Here's Will Prisciandario.
We need it's a working harbor. It's not a yacht marina. I mean, like what Don said, it might not be pretty, but go down there today. Every parking spot was full. I mean, I could really care less if there's dolphins on the thing. I want a bigger harbor so that all the fishermen in this town can have a place to work on their boats.
Artist and business owner Tresham Gregg said if the aesthetic of the harbor is degraded, it could hurt Haines' tourism industry. Aside from visual concerns, Parnell questioned how the borough would afford future phases and maintenance of the project. A state bond of $19 million will pay for the expanded breakwater, dredging, and parking lot, but future improvements like additional slips and a drive-down dock are not yet funded.
And I personally think that the legislators are going to say, well, Haines got their bite of the apple. They got their $19 million once before, and all the other towns are going to line up before us and say, you know, why do you guys even need, or, you know, you got your $19 million before, and that's a pretty big stretch to say we're just going to get another $10 million.
One of the two borough assembly members at the meeting, Diana Lapham, responded.
You know, Joe, and that's too bad, because it's statements like that that start formulating mindsets that are very difficult for the assembly or the manager to convince our citizens otherwise. We need to deal with facts only, not assumptions, not hearsay or rumor. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, this project has been going on for 15, 20 years, and now you're coming out and you're telling me what's going on? No.
People's concerns were clear at the meeting. What wasn't clear is if anything will come of it. Some said they would reach out to elected representatives about their worries. Making any changes to the project or the timeline of the project is up to the borough assembly. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.